Okay, can we talk about how confusing weight loss has become? Like, one minute it's carbs are bad, and then the next it's, no, actually carbs are fine, but only if you walk 10,000 steps and drink a green juice, and honestly, it's just a lot. And then even if you do lose the weight, keeping it off is a whole different story. If you're struggling and want something that fits your real life, Hers can help. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals in a way that actually fits your life. That's why Weight Loss by Hers is getting so much attention right now.
Hers connects you with licensed medical providers who create doctor-developed treatment plans tailored to you.
They offer access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. It helps regulate your appetite so you eat less and keep the weight off. If you're ready to reach your goals and want to try something new, visit forhers.com/Bert to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/Bert. Forhers.com/Bert. Weight Loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is a registered trademark of Novo Nordisk A/S. Get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information, and restrictions. Visit forhers.com.
Save big on your landscaping project now at Menards. Whether you're installing a patio or a new retaining wall, Menards has the blocks you need to get the job done right. We carry the largest in-stock selection ready to take home today. Stop in and get our 12-inch smooth patio block on sale now. Save big on concrete landscape blocks at Menards. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now. Save big.
The Bert Show.
Hi, Kim Zolciak is on from Real Housewives of Atlanta. Hey, Kim.
Good morning. How are you guys?
Good. Hey. What's going on?
Same old, same old.
Well, not really. It's never the same old with you.
You're right, actually. A little bit of drama, you know, just read the internet.
Yeah, we are respecting Kim's request. Mm-hmm. There are some rumors online right now that Kim will not be part, or will she be part, of the next season of Real Housewives of Atlanta. And they're doing some negotiating stuff, and lawyers are talking to lawyers. So we are respecting that, and we're mm-hmm. not going to ask her about an obvious question this morning. Okay,
right. Bert, are you not telling us the whole truth, and will you be on Real Housewives of Atlanta? Are you the next Atlanta housewife? Is that what's happening here?
Well, this is what I got to ask you about here, Kim, and I'm not BSing. Like, I'm really sort of... I'm leaning towards not being on this show, but Princess, who you know really well, she's
love her.
She's awesome.
Great. Yeah.
It's this woman that I met in Dolvet's gym one day, and I didn't know that she was a creator of reality TV shows or producer of TV shows at all, but, you know, I see her in the gym, we exchange highs and stuff, and we've hung out a couple of different times, but I had no idea that she did this kind of thing. And she is putting together a show now called Boys Club Atlanta, and... basically, it's just like five or six guys that are socially connected in Atlanta. They want to follow you around with cameras, and they want to see how you live your lifestyle. And it would be me, my friend Dolvet has been asked to consider it. My friend Justin has been asked also. Kenny Burns, who you guys know, I've brought him in here before, is very well-known in the hip-hop and urban world.
Crucial.
He might be part of it also. And there's some names that she threw around that I didn't know. But... I'm really on the fence about being part of this thing, really based on what I see on your show.
Sure.
Like, I don't want to put my – I don't think that – and I said this to you when you were in studio. I don't think that I could be as strong about the criticisms mm-hmm. as you have been.
I'm just telling you, you should just run like hell.
Don't do what you're saying.
Yeah, I think that – no, the first year that I did the show, I was oblivious to what I was doing. You know, I had no idea how successful it would be. I really didn't know what I was doing. It was just kind of fun. Exhausting, but fun. And so then I looked so terrible the first year, I had to come back last year and, like, redeem myself publicly. But I think, you know, you have to weigh your options. There's pros and cons to everything, but it's really hard. I'm stronger than I've ever been. I have no regrets, but it's taken a toll on my children. I mean, you have kids. The kid part is really, for me, the hardest. My kids are, you know, they have their moments where they come home, Mommy, why does it say this? And some of the stuff, you know, is so outlandish, and my kids can't comprehend it.
But your personality is so different from mine. Like, when I see you arguing with the girls and you're, like, raising your voice and you guys are getting into these fights, I can understand how that could affect your kids. That's just not in my nature.
It's not in mine either. They bring out – I mean, I became the devil. I mean, they just, you know, they just keep pushing and pushing and pushing and pushing. And, you know, you just eventually you snap. But they're going to air that. I mean, what about those little moments where we're having a great time? I mean, they're just going to edit it. And that's what you sign up for, literally whatever that they want to air. And you're going to get angry at somebody at some point, and they're going to capture it on film. And I can guarantee you that's going to make it to air. I can tell you what will make it to air and the second I do it and what won't.
Really? Now you know. Like, as soon as it comes out of your mouth, you're like, oh, no.
Right. But you need to, you know, if you want to do a business, like, you know, I just looked at it this year and was like, you know what? I'm going to do a wig line. I'm going to do a book. I want to do my music. So if you're smart about it, it's a great platform to do anything that you want to do in the future or start a company, business. It's like free, you know, prep. So if you can keep that in the back of your mind and do it, that's great. But your relationship with your wife, I mean, it takes its time on everything, from family to friends. I mean, it's definitely difficult.
In what ways do the producers create the drama? How do they fuel it?
Well, I don't know that they necessarily fuel it, but they put you in situations that you normally wouldn't be in. I mean, I, you know, would rather take a bullet than have dinner with Sheree. And I have to go have dinner with Sheree sometimes, which, you know, we sit there and then we, of course, we argue because we don't want to be there. But that's part of the show. It's like you have to do, you're not going to watch the show. If I had it my way, I would just chill by myself in my house. Mm-hmm. But I can't do that. They wouldn't have a show. So I'm in situations that I don't really want to be in, and then you can tell.
How much time did it take away from your family? Because part of my struggle now is I never feel like I'm spending enough time with my sons. So how much time do you have to spend away from them that you weren't before?
I've been in Atlanta 4 days out of 45.
Whoa.
Wow.
I can't do that.
So, and I take my kids, you know, we're leaving to the Bahamas on Sunday with Candy, actually, and it's just going to be us. No phones, no laptops, no nothing. And I think that my girls, I was home before. So now it's been really hard. My daughter's had problems in school. I just pulled her out of private school, put her in public. I mean, I've had all this stuff going on. You're doing the morning show and then, you know, being on a television show. I worked last year 16, 18 hours a day. Lisa and I both ended up in the hospital from working so much. This year was a little different. We had a better, it was more organized. But still, you know, 6-8 hours a day.
What is the work? That's what I'm trying to figure out. Like, I mean, they're shooting here in Atlanta. I'm working on the show most of the day. So what is the additional work? Do they put you into tasks that you have to do each day?
No, you just come up with stuff. Like you would, you know, maybe schedule a meeting. I don't know, say you're writing a book, right? And you wouldn't write a book for another 3 months, but they would have you say, you know what, go call, you know, your publisher or your lawyer. Let's have a meeting with your lawyer and talk about the book deal tomorrow at 3:00. And that's what you would do. It's pretty much your life, but you tend to move a little quicker on things.
It's your life on their schedule.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
When Stacey and I were talking about this the other day, I said, I mean, think about this, Stacey, zero secrets. Okay, so
that's the thing. I mean, everybody has skeletons in their closet.
Right.
You might as well just go ahead and sign yourself up for the fact that anything that you've ever done, and the negative stuff will come out way, I mean, long before the positive ever. So, I mean, look, they're saying I'm a lesbian now. It's a trip. I mean, yesterday, it's just unbelievable to me. Every day it's something, for really. And you're related with your wife. I mean, it's just, you know, but honestly, it's just not worth it.
Really?
I'm not married, and I'm trying to juggle my kids, but you have a marriage, and it's hard. You know, you girls that you dated in the past, I mean, you just name it, it'll come out.
Mm. Or guys that she dated in the past, or,
right.
Yeah, you have to
and
think about that.
And stuff that you may not know. It's just a lot. You know, you already have, you know, a great show in the morning. I just think that you really need to really, really think about it. Princess is great, but Princess cast the show. She cast all of us on The Housewives. She selected all of us, and then she's out, and then, you know, whoever would film you guys, Princess is gone. So as great as she is, you can hang out with her at the gym.
Here is Summer with a comment. Hey, Summer.
Hey. Well, Bert, I don't think that you have a lot to worry. Well, I don't know why you're getting advice from Kim, because you're not a douche. Like, you know what I mean? Like, it's not going to affect your children the way that it affects her, because you're not as into drama as she is. So,
well, that's what
maybe
she's
you
saying.
Should get advice from Candy.
Well, that's what Kim's saying also, is that, I mean, she normally on a day-to-day is not a person that gets into this kind of drama. But the show sort of brings it out of her.
Sure.
Hey, Summer, you don't know me, so maybe you
sure
should,
don't.
I mean, you don't need to say that I'm not into drama. It's a show, number one. But I'm talking about personally what goes on behind closed doors and off camera. I'm not talking about you're watching a show where, you know, I mean, Nene and I were going to L.A. today together. So, you know what I'm saying? It's a show.
That's what the show wants, is drama. They're going to pick
sells.
It apart.
You watch
right.
it, I'm sure. I mean, we're the highest rated cable show for a reason. They're not airing Nene and I, you know, baking cookies. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Unless it's lost footage. So,
or a blooper. The reason,
I mean, you know, they air me baking cupcakes with Candy and adding too much, you know, oil instead of water. But, I mean, I'm just saying, personally, off camera, a show's a show. It's fun. Enjoy it. You don't like it, don't watch it. But I'm talking personally in your marriage. It takes its toll. You're never home. You know, you're capturing stuff on film. It's stressful. You know, my parents are like fame over family. Where have you been, Kim? Because you can't just, once you do a show, then you have press.
Mm-hmm.
And then you got to do all these interviews after that. So, you know, you film for 4 months. And then after that comes a whole bunch of other stuff. You know, the internet, every day I'm on the phone with lawyers and publicists and agents trying to juggle whatever somebody's blogging about. I think if the blogging didn't exist, I don't think it would be this hard, really.
Wow.
So it almost sounds like, you know, I was thinking of it as a great business move for the show, but it sounds like if it's pulling me away from the show every day, that inevitably our product, The Burt Show, would actually suffer from that.
Look at all the, just think about this, ready? Look at Jessica Simpson and Nick Lachey. They do a reality show. They're divorced. Look at Travis Barker and Shyna Mogler. They're divorced. So I'm just telling you from my own experience. I mean, my life wasn't cookie cutter, but it was definitely, you know, it was normal. I mean, as normal as it could be, but it was great. I had healthy relationships with people. Now it's difficult, and it changes your life forever. Forever.
Even you and Big Papa broke up, didn't you?
Yeah. Jeff.
Well, you just brought up the healthy relationships, and I remember that yours had fallen apart.
What I'm saying is, like, I had as normal as it could be, and I was with him for 2.5 years before the show, and my girls, and we traveled, and we did all these great things, and then just the stuff in the press. I mean, he called me yesterday, popping off at the mouth, and I'm, you know, because of the press. I'm like, why are you, out of all people, why are you reading the press? Why are you believing all the stuff that they're saying? So, but then it changes your life. I've ended so many of my friendships over the last year. And I've had a lot of people come in only to find out that they want something to gain. People, you know, you have to always look at people to see what they're trying to do and what they're trying to gain. Now, whereas before, I just lived my life. Nobody cared. If you were my friend, you're my friend for real.
Mm-hmm.
Now it's like, do you want to be on the show? Mm-hmm. What do you want? Everybody wants to make my wigs. Everybody wants to write my book.
So let's say you were arguing for the show. You had nothing but great things to say about it. Argue for me why I should do it.
The only reason why I would tell you to do it is, like I said, if you want to do something in the future, like if you want to start your own company or something of that nature. Other than that, really, I just don't know that there's anything that's so positive. Other than the fact, if you can make an impact, I mean, you and your wife have a good marriage. You are a great dad from what I've heard. I've never seen you with your children. But something of that nature, if you think you're strong enough and you can make an impact with people, like me, with the wig thing, I really feel like I've changed people's views on that, and that was really my goal. If you can change people or touch somebody's life, showing them, you know, however, that you've been married for however many years, et cetera, you can have a business, you can be, a husband, a father, et cetera, then that's great. But there's nothing else I can say other than the negative is just, it supersedes the positive.
Mm. Bert does want to put out a song called Late for My Date.
Oh, my gosh.
If I could use your beats, that would be great, because I'm a little lazy.
You know, you can have anything. You can have it all. You can have my show.
Hey, Belinda, what's going on? Hello? Oh, hold on one sec. It really helps if I pick the phone up.
Details.
Hey, Belinda.
Whatever. Hey, don't do it.
No, thanks.
I mean, you know, I listen to your show, and you talk about, you know, your kids all the time and how much you love your kids and how much you love your wife. And I just think that, you know, there's other ways if, you know, you want to start businesses or you just kind of see, you know, what is the motive behind it. I mean, you're such a family-oriented person. I mean, they're just going to, you know, yesterday you were talking about how sad you were because your dog was going to get fixed. I mean, you know, they're going to rip you apart. I just don't think you should do it.
And they are critical about every little thing.
Oh, they're critical about everything. They'll talk about your...
Oh, no.
Uh-oh.
Oh.
Let's see, if that was on film, then you and Kim
would
have...
Yeah, you and Kim are having a...
Yeah, right. Beef.
Can you grab her again?
Yes.
I just don't, you know... I don't know what the positive again would be. Like, I just want to ask him one more thing, is that nobody really knew who she was before the show started. Mm-hmm. So there was this sort of intoxication with celebrity, and now she's got it. So A, I want to know if she loves it. Mm-hmm. But B, we have, you know, there's a certain amount of celebrity that goes with just being on the radio. Okay. And I'm cool with that level right there. Like I told these guys earlier,
it's
if I had to be...
a whole different ballgame.
It's a totally different ballgame. Like, I like going into restaurants and people coming up to us and saying, I listen to the show. I love that I can call the Hawks right now and I can get tickets if I want. I like that part of the celebrity, and I'm okay with it just staying at that level. Like, I don't need any more.
You like saying, like, you're really going to charge me for these appetizers? or I don't pay for tickets on the 200 level. stuff like that, right?
Kim, you already get all that stuff. And you know what's funny? I was in Lenox Mall with my girls. We used to go every Saturday, like out to lunch and shop and do all this stuff. And my daughters looked at me last weekend and said, Mom, we haven't been to the mall. We haven't done anything like that in so long. And I said, you know what? Let's go. So I went. I put a hat on, sunglasses, a whole, forget it. I mean, it took me umpteen hours to get through the front door. And then what happens is people Twitter. They're like, Kim's in the Nike store right now. Kim's here. So then it just becomes this, I mean, it's insane. My kids, after 30 minutes, were so over it. It's difficult. It's really difficult.
Why go through all the trouble of the sunglasses and stuff? Why don't you just get a different wig?
You know, I've thought about that. My mom said that, too. I should. But you know what it is? It's my voice, honestly. I don't know what it is about my voice, but I hear it all the time. I was in the bathroom at the airport, and I was talking to my girlfriend. I was like, Jen, hurry up. We're going to miss our flight. And they're like, is that Kim from The Housewives? I was like, what? And it's more my voice, really, I think, than my looks, because half the time people will tap me on the shoulder from behind.
And it's also carrying a glass of white wine everywhere you go. In the Nike store with a glass of white wine, people are like, wait a minute, that's Kim.
You know, and you'll drink, you know, a lot more, really. I mean, you know, people wonder. I mean, Nene and I are like, we need shrinks next year or something.
Well, I already
mean,
got
the wine's not cutting it. Last year it worked. This year, no.
Well, if you've got the shrink, then they may want to follow you into that.
Yeah, I've already got the shrink, so I mean, they can't go into that. They can't. Now,
maybe they can.
Are the cameras in your house all the time?
You know, last year they installed them in my kitchen and living room, like where I would be filming the most permanently. And my cabinets are just, I'm looking at them right now, there's still tape up there. They left them in here permanently. This year, no. And they were also in my cars permanently last year, which when you're in the car and the cameras supposedly aren't on, you still can't be in your car. For months, it was crazy in my car. I would tell my kids, no, you know, we can't talk about that right now, or we don't want, you know, don't do that, because you don't know if they're on or not. And the thing with the cameras is if you're mic'd, for example, and, you know, you want to talk to your wife about something, and you say, can you guys shut my mics off for a minute? A, they won't, or B, if they tell you they will, they probably don't, and they can use that.
And then you don't have any say at all after that. Once
you've already signed it all away.
You literally sign your life away, like anything that they want. I mean, they'll make fun of your couch, your shoes, your voice, your hair. I mean, you name it, they do it. And it takes its toll emotionally. Like I said, I mean, I'm 10 times stronger, but last year it was so incredibly difficult for me, trying to be a mom, trying to deal with the press and all the hurtful things that they were saying. This was a better year for me, but you just got to really be strong and know exactly who you are and not let it take its toll. It's just, I promise you, it's not worth it. I think that you, in a year from now, I would talk to you and you would just be like, you know what? I really made a mistake.
Okay. I appreciate your honesty. Thanks.
What do you think are the things about you and your family they would pick on the most?
Oh, God. It could be a lot of stuff. I'm more protective of my family than I am me. It's like, go ahead, take shots of me.
Right.
But you know, Stacey's been volunteering at an addiction clinic, you know, so, you know, they're going to ask her about her addiction to pain medications for a while there, which she's pretty open about, but people get very critical about that, you know. There are arguments that Stacey and I have that very, very personal stuff, you know, like her relationships with my friends. Some of the friends that would be on the show might be at jeopardy, you know. There's stuff that Dolvette does that Stacey's not totally on board of, you know, and they're going to expose all that. The relationship between she and her mom sometimes gets tense from time to time, you know, and it's not bad, but I can see when the cameras are on it, how it'd be totally blown out of proportion. And I don't know that I want that for them.
And Hayden wants to be an actress. So you were saying earlier, you feel like they would pigeonhole you as stage parents.
Could be
or
stage parent thing. You just don't know how they're going to edit it. So I don't know.
That's my daughter, Brielle. You know, they want her on Disney Channel right now. And she's so excited about it. I'm so scared to do it. But that's what I'm saying. When you think about it in the future, you know, if I wasn't on Real Housewives of Atlanta, how long would it take me to get Brielle where Brielle wants to be? Kind of. Brielle broke tardy for the part. I mean, Brielle's doing incredible. She's 12 years old and getting a paycheck from iTunes. So, I mean, you can look at it, you know, one of two ways. But really, I mean, with your kids and stuff, it's just really, it's just difficult. And like I said, nobody's perfect. And everybody has skeletons. I don't care what anybody says. And they're going to judge you. Everything you do, the way you walk, the way you talk, everything. I mean, they make me look like I drink like a fish, smoke like a chimney.
You do.
I don't.
I'm just kidding. All right, we got to run, Kim. Thank you a lot.
Bye,
I really, really
Thanks,
appreciate
Kim.
The advice.
Thanks, Kim.
All right, so if you read between the lines there, Kim says, you know, I'm hearing her say don't do it.
As you say, yeah. I said reading between the lines, she pretty much blatantly said no.
That is the lie.
Absolutely not.
The Burt Show.
Okay, can we talk about how confusing weight loss has become? Like, one minute, it's carbs are bad, and then the next, it's, no, actually, carbs are fine, but only if you walk 10,000 steps and drink a green juice, and honestly, it's just a lot. And then even if you do lose the weight, keeping it off is a whole different story. If you're struggling and want something that fits your real life, Hers can help. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals in a way that actually fits your life. That's why Weight Loss by Hers is getting so much attention right now.
Hers connects you with licensed medical providers who create doctor-developed treatment plans tailored to you.
They offer access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. It helps regulate your appetite so you eat less and keep the weight off. If you're ready to reach your goals and want to try something new, visit forhers.com/Bert to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/Bert. forhers.com/Bert. Weight Loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is a registered trademark of Novo Nordisk A/S. Get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information, and restrictions. Visit forhers.com.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
Hey, The Bert Show.
Jen, take us home.
We're not going to talk about what we were talking about off the air, but what we are going to talk about is the difference between dating bad boys and good guys, mm-hmm. and trying to figure out, I guess, just how you navigate the difference, because typically in my life, I am attracted to the bad boys. For whatever reason, that's just who I have been attracted to, that's who I've dated, and that doesn't work out, obviously. So I am dating right now as a verb, right?
I used that line last night, by the way.
Dating is a verb, ladies. It has become the new motto for mm-hmm. me and my friends. Dating is a verb, which means that you do it, you know, as an activity, mm-hmm. right? Nice. Not just, you know, like you always say, like girls can't date like guys.
Right.
But you really should try.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
And you're doing that now. So there's like,
you're dating
going for it?
You're dating a whole bunch of people, right? They're playing the field.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
She is.
Oh, yes.
Well, now, but you're attracted to the bad boys.
Yes.
And when you're dating around, you're sampling the platter.
Right.
And you're trying to, you know, are you finding that good guys are as, you know, appetizing as bad boys?
Yes, but for a completely different way.
Okay, mm-hmm.
does that make sense? So yes. dating a good guy is a novel concept. Guy is so nice, and it's like a gentleman. And
sometimes
like,
that turns women off, though. Like he's too good a guy, and then you fall into that friend zone.
No, it's not. It's not friend zone, but it's definitely getting used to. I don't know, just some of those like very gentlemanly things, or like very like thoughtful things, or courteous things, whatever. Which it sounds weird that's exactly what women say that they want, but then when it's there, you're like, well, is it too nice or is it not? I don't know.
Because you're not used to it, though.
And that's probably what it is.
Because I wouldn't be. I mean, yeah, you're not used to being treated right, especially if you go for the bad boys. They don't do anything like that.
So is it a turnoff for you that he's so thoughtful and such a good guy?
No, not at all. I think it's just navigating it. It's just trying to figure out.
What is something that this new feller has done that has made you go, well,
we don't have to specify people, right?
That'd be nice.
Yeah.
Thanks.
No, I'm not,
the only
I'm not
reason,
asking
well, the reason I'm saying
it's,
that.
It's a general or one of the new, because maybe you're dating a bunch of
what would a good
guys.
Guy do?
Yeah, hypothetically.
That a bad boy wouldn't do.
Trying to think. A good guy brings flowers.
Mm-hmm. A bad guy doesn't do that?
Well, usually bad guys bring flowers when they've done something wrong.
Or they expect something.
Right, or expect something in return mm-hmm. or whatever. Okay.
Because my sister is attracted to the bad boys, and she's a divorcee, and she has a hard time even now, and she's older than you, and she's still, I was going to say that the bad boy syndrome usually doesn't get out of your blood, because she so loves the bad guy still. Like, we were teasing, and we had a conversation just a couple months ago of this very same thing about how she, you know, yes, it'd be nice to settle down with a nice man to marry and everything, but she's like, but the men that I'm attracted to are the guys that I'm not going to marry.
So is it, and if you're dating a bad boy, do you only want him to be bad until he's committed to you? Then you want to be responsible for turning him into a good guy, which you're not really easy with anyway?
I guess. I kind of lost following you in there.
All women want to change.
It makes
guys.
The woman here's special. The thing. Yes.
Okay, what you're saying is you're mostly attracted.
So you want a reformed bad boy. Is that what you're saying?
Yes and no. Okay, try to follow this, all right?
Okay.
So you're attracted mostly to bad guys, or at least you have been in the past.
Just guys that have like a weird edge or something.
Right, okay.
Right?
But inevitably, when you get into the relationship with them, you want them to stop being such a bad guy and stop being as edgy. You want them to be good guy and trustworthy. But once you get that, that's not what you're really attracted to.
Mm-hmm. You still want him to be a bad guy, except for around you. Around you, he's different. Because I'm going to change him. He's going to bring me flowers, but everywhere else, he's a badass.
I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm trying to sort of explore my own mentality with
other
it
people are intimidated by him, but at home, he's a cuddly bear. Yeah. He lays in bed with me, we cuddle and spoon, and it's so sweet.
I love you so much.
But I just think it's an interesting dynamic and trying to, I don't know, just trying to navigate the, you know, the differences and enjoy the differences, you know?
Hey, Melissa, good morning. You're on Q100.
Hey, good morning. I guess I'm a little bit confused because the way I heard also the last comment about Wendy, like someone who treats you badly, it sounds, I mean, my concept of a bad boy is someone like, you know, James Dean, who didn't fit in, who's like a nonconformist, not someone who treated you like a jerk. That's almost more like, it's almost like saying, well, I take an abusive guy and that's cool for me. So I guess I'm not understanding what's a bad boy.
But see, James Dean, let's take James Dean as an example. Like, he's
sure,
because
that's relevant these days. That's
Wendy,
a good one.
Do you know who that is?
You know who James Dean is?
You think she's like, oh my God, the sausage guy was a badass?
And coming up after this.
That's Jimmy Dean. Here's
a better comparison is,
I got it,
is Edward versus Jacob, you know, like on Twilight, A New Moon. Like, Jacob is this clean cut, you know, really nice guy who, you know,
he's the friend.
He's there for her, and he's there, you know, and he's going to wait around, and he's the nice neighbor, where Edward's the one that is non-available. So it's not abusive. It's just the fact
it's
that they're elusive.
Mysterious. Yeah.
Not abusive. I'm not abusive.
I'm elusive.
We got three more shows this week, people.
Hey, Jody. Jody, you're on the Voice Disguiser. Go ahead.
Yeah, I was just wondering if is it confidence that we really want, or is it really the bad guy? You know, like,
I just wonder that.
Is it just that we like the confident guy that's just really secure in himself and knows what he wants, knows what, you know, he's doing, things like that, as much as it is the bad boy?
Here, let me turn around.
I agree with her.
Let me turn around the confidence thing on you here for a second. Because I had somebody at one point, a girl, tell me that I was too nice for her.
So
the advice that I got from everybody else was to go ahead and dump her because she isn't confident enough. She really doesn't want somebody to treat her well.
Oh.
Wow. Yes, I mean, that probably could happen. I don't know. I mean, I'm married now, so it's not an issue. But, back in the day, I think it was more, it wasn't bad boy. I didn't want him to be, like, mean to me or anything like that or do any bad things to make me upset, but I just preferred someone with a lot of confidence and someone that was just so sweet and was like, whatever I want, all that. It was like, have a little more confidence, stand up for yourself.
You don't want to date a doormat. Right. Why are you on the Voice Disguiser to say that?
Just because.
I just think that's
weird.
Like, she just called up to talk about confidence and men, and she had to be on the Voice Disguiser. I'm like, what is it, embarrassing to listen to our show? Like, you don't want anybody to know?
Actually,
like,
we all should put ourselves on the Voice Disguiser this week.
And just for the record, just because is not an answer to any question ever. It never has been.
Just because?
Yeah.
And I don't think I think we're going from one extreme to the other. I think it's not because you're a nice guy and that you need to treat women badly. I think it's women feel like they need to earn that romance, you know? Like, it's just a guy there's a chase involved on both sides. And I think if it just comes naturally and he's on you and poems and flowers and everything without it being kind of earned or something, I don't know. It just seems kind of cheesy. There's a fine line.
I agree with that.
Are you afraid you're going to be bored?
I don't know.
It's all new.
It is definitely all new. But the motto to learn from it is, dating is a verb. Go, Wendy.
And I'm learning that.
Don't be abusive, be elusive.
The Bird Show.
Okay, can we talk about how confusing weight loss has become? Like, one minute it's carbs are bad, and then the next it's, no, actually carbs are fine, but only if you walk 10,000 steps and drink a green juice, and honestly, it's just a lot. And then even if you do lose the weight, keeping it off is a whole different story.
If you're struggling and want something that fits your real life, Hers can help. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals in a way that actually fits your life.
That's why Weight Loss by Hers is getting so much attention right now.
Hers connects you with licensed medical providers who create doctor-developed treatment plans tailored to you.
They offer access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. It helps regulate your appetite so you eat less and keep the weight off. If you're ready to reach your goals and want to try something new, visit forhers.com/Burt to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/Burt. Forhers.com/Burt. Weight Loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is a registered trademark of Novo Nordisk A/S. Get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information, and restrictions. Visit forhers.com.
The Burt Show.
So Jeff's a little bit on the, I can't tell if he's calm about it or freaked out by it, that he's got zero plans for New Year's Eve.
Just weirded out by it, but I'm not upset. We always do something really cool on New Year's Eve, Jessica and I do, and we always try to be in a different city. You know, we've done New York City, we've done Waikiki Beach, we've done Paris, France, we've done Caribbean, we've been on Caribbean islands. So this year we have absolutely no plans for the entire vacation that I'm off of the show, which starts this Friday. Mm-hmm. So for 2 weeks, there's nothing going on and no New Year's plans and zero. So I'm kind of like excited about it.
Really? You feel like that's, yeah, better or worse?
I don't like the thought of maybe getting in the car and like driving up to New York. And the only problem with a road trip is you have to come back from it. Like, I'm excited at the thought of driving up to New York, you know, and taking like 2 or 3 days to do it, and like stopping in D.C. and seeing all the Christmas decorations that are in Washington, and then like stopping in Philadelphia and seeing like, you know, where we used to live in Philly and catching up with people that we know there and seeing all those decorations, then being, you know, at my parents' house on Christmas morning. Like, that's cool. And then, but then like,
you just don't come back the same way. When Katie and I take road trips, the whole thing is a vacation, not just the
I'm the type of person that once like, if I go to New York, the destination would be my parents' house. And then after that, once that's done, I'm like, all right, cool. I'm ready to sleep in my own bed. Right. You know what I mean? And so I don't know. I would have to mentally work myself up. And then we were talking about New Year's, and we have options with friends and going to friends' house. We talked about maybe going to Nashville because that's a drive, but that might be a cool city to, you know, go hear some live music and hang out.
I have to do something. I couldn't be home on New Year's Eve and just know that there's all that fun going on outside without being jealous about it.
So I'm not upset about it, but I'm just, you know. And then Jessica reminded me that we had one of our coolest New Year's ever was the one. Remember 10 years ago when they thought the world was going to stop?
Yeah,
like I remember
Y2K.
Y2K. We stood in the backyard of our house in Arizona, and we stood there for you know, the tick right to midnight, and we were waiting for the power to go out. Like, for the world to end. Mm-hmm. The stars were even going to go out, and the moon was going to fall out of the sky.
Well, you only have about 3 New Year's left before 2012, and then it's all going to end.
The Mayan, yeah. So I remember we stood back there, and then nothing happened. Like, no lights went out, didn't even flicker. So Jessica says, go turn the computer on. So we go turn the computer on, log into her email or whatever. It worked fine. Then the phone rings, and it's Jessica's dad, and he's like, should computer work? Yep, it was mine too.
it's a really great example, like a smaller example of really what New Year's is all about. It's really adult prom. You talk about it for weeks and weeks and weeks and months leading up to New Year's.
Yeah.
And in 75% of the cases, it never meets your expectations.
It's so overrated.
Memorable, I'm like, what is a memorable New Year's?
I haven't had one.
Yeah, that is one holiday that I have never really done over the top.
It's for rookies, man. For the most part, it's just for rookies, you know?
I could care less.
Well, we always make ours memorable, but we do it with travel.
Yeah, which is cool.
Paris last year.
But I think a lot of people this year probably are not taking vacations. You know, I think last year people knew the recession was here and started, but I think really this year is when they felt the brunt of it. Mm-hmm. And, you know, there's probably a lot of people staying in town this time.
I know y'all are going to be very, very jealous that I'm going to be on the Disney cruise for New Year's.
Aww.
Yeah,
that's
man.
Cool, though.
Yeah, right. 7 days on the Disney. 7 days with 3,000 kids on the Disney.
There's
going to
be
cruise.
Some kind of musical going on, some kind of song going on from midnight, you know, from 11:59 to 12:01.
Disney cruise. 7 days.
Why did you choose the 7 day option?
Because the one that was leaving the day after Christmas, there was no 3 day option. It was 7 days. You're going really in. You are committing to Disney or you're not going at all. So we thought, you know, it's time for a family vacation. So Disney cruise 7 days.
Hey, pal, want to do a shot?
Thrilled.
Now, Jen is trying to get out of town for New Year's, perhaps.
Yeah, there's been lots of... remember how I was telling you guys a while ago that one of my girlfriends and I decided we had to go somewhere really super cool? And we had started talking about Europe and all these big ideas or whatever, but neither one of us want to spend the money to go to Europe right now. And then we started talking about other, you know, trips, whatever. But for whatever reason, both of us have just been super busy and haven't actually booked any flights anywhere or anything like that. So we keep going back and forth on what we want to do. And then Bobby Bowden announced that he was retiring. And then
And he was going to go with you, right?
No, with the news of that came the Florida State Seminoles bid to go to the Gator Bowl in Jacksonville. So that will be Bobby Bowden's last game as head coach. Mm-hmm. And so that kind of started steering my plans that way. So I've been trying to convince her. She did not go to Florida State with me. She went to Penn State. So she has love for Joe Paterno, as I do for Bobby Bowden, but she doesn't have the empathy of wanting to spend New Year's Eve in Jacksonville, Florida.
I can guarantee, though.
That's a big party.
Jacksonville is fun. But I can guarantee if Joe Paterno was retiring and this was his last game, she'd want to take you up to, Happy Valley?
Exactly. And she loves Penn State. She actually cheered there. I mean, the whole thing. So I know she understands why I so badly want to go there, but I feel like I'm really screwing up our girlfriend plan, and I feel like I'm like messing it up or something. But it's not that I don't want her to go. I want her to go. Like, I want us to go together.
This is never going to happen again.
Yeah, you got to go. You got to go.
It is. It's like a once in a lifetime thing. So I have to make that phone call to her today. Thank goodness she's still sleeping in this morning, but I got to make that phone call today and be like, if you don't want to go, I totally get it, but I will be sad if I'm anywhere but there.
Yeah, it's kind of like how I feel about Lane Kiffin's last season, you know, and they're coming for the Peach Bowl. I'm just kidding.
wondering. This being his last season.
Yeah, I want to spend New Year's Eve at the Dome at the Peach Bowl because Lane Kiffin, you know, probably not going
to
come.
Do you remember that one great season he had before he went to jail? I miss Lane. Now, you got to go. You really got to. Because you have to understand, Jen is like third generation Florida State graduate and fan. I mean, her grandparents and her parents and Jen. So
my brother, my cousin. I mean, it's a big, our family bleeds garnet and gold. And like, I've never known Florida State football without Bobby Bowden. He's been there 34 years and I'm only 32. So it's like, I don't know it without him. So, and I have a friend who is working on getting some tickets down there and I think he's going to get them pretty inexpensively through his company.
Nice.
So I was like, okay, I got it. I just got
to
do it.
I want to check in with you tomorrow to
see
how that story.
But I hate those conversations because I like to follow through on what I originally plan on doing.
You got to be a little flexible, though. This is a once in a life. You'll regret it.
I agree.
You would be bitter at her for
if I were somewhere
going.
Else. Yes. I think so. I think you're right.
Totally.
All right, I'll let you guys know how it goes.
What do you got going on?
Well, it's kind of like what, you know, Jeff was talking about New Year's. And I mean, I make attempts New Year's Eve, but it's true that New Year's Eve is usually probably my least favorite holiday of the year. But
it's so predictable.
Because you stay up late. You drink and stay up late. And then
two things Melissa hates.
Yeah.
What do you mean? I got
to
have alcohol and
I
can't
to go
sleep?
To bed at 1. But we originally have no plans. Like, we both of us, you know, it's money, it's work. So we decided to stay in town for Christmas and New Year's. But then Katie keeps hinting, like, you know what? Her work has gotten her so bogged down. She's like, you know what? I'm jonesing for a road trip. So it's probably an impromptu road trip south. I don't know where, but somewhere warmer. So we'll see. We'll see.
And how about you, Wendy?
I've got zero plans.
Nothing.
I've never had a really great New Year's, and I think it is overrated. I mean, people are drunk and asking you what you're wearing. They're already asking what kind of designer dress you're wearing, and girls are all flashy. And that's just not me. I just like to chill at a bar and have a good time. Yay, celebrate New Year's. But
Wendy's the girl that dresses down at the bar. Whatever.
I really do.
It's just on a night like New Year's, it's a pain to dress up anyway because you're going to be cold.
She's talking about the tux and sequins thing that New Year's always ends up being.
It's adult prom is what it is, man. And you talk about it, and much like your prom, it just never really meets the expectations, or it's rare, you know?
Nothing's going on but you watching the clock.
Hey, David, good morning. You're on Q100.
Hey, good morning, y'all. Hey, Jeff, I got a question for you.
Yeah, go ahead.
Hey, I'm going to Watertown. You can carpool with me, my fiance, and the dog if you want. I mean, I can drop you off.
Yeah, no. No. Carpooling and me, no. Like, I get it and all that, but go ahead and name that ozone hole for me.
There's only a couple of things about that plan that really don't fit you very well.
Yeah, the other three people in the car.
Yeah, the people in the car.
Get it. The Bert Show.
Okay, can we talk about how confusing weight loss has become? Like, one minute, it's carbs are bad, and then the next, it's, no, actually, carbs are fine, but only if you walk 10,000 steps and drink a green juice, and honestly, it's just a lot. And then even if you do lose the weight, keeping it off is a whole different story. If you're struggling and want something that fits your real life, Hers can help. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals in a way that actually fits your life. That's why Weight Loss by Hers is getting so much attention right now.
Hers connects you with licensed medical providers who create doctor-developed treatment plans tailored to you.
They offer access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. It helps regulate your appetite so you eat less and keep the weight off. If you're ready to reach your goals and want to try something new, visit forhers.com/Burt to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/Burt. Forhers.com/Burt. Weight Loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is a registered trademark of Novo Nordisk A/S. Get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information, and restrictions. Visit forhers.com.
You're on The Burt Show.
Where's Melissa Carter? Because we could do our Christmas movie act off right now. Car's hair. It's movie act off time, girl.
Yay!
You can't escape this.
I'm ready.
All right, you can't escape this. Jeff did a fantastic job yesterday. Fantastic job.
He did.
Great. Jimmy Stewart, you know, I picked a kind of a mediocre actor, too.
and a movie that hardly anybody knows.
Yeah. Right.
Which was a nice move, too. What we're doing is we are each taking a monologue from a famous Christmas movie this week, and we are trying to reenact it.
Yes.
It's an act-off. They do these in acting classes where they will have competitions between actors.
Mm-hmm.
One actor will go up and he'll do a scene, then another actor will come up and do the same scene, and then people vote on who was the best that day. Jeff did a great job yesterday.
Yes.
Thank you very much.
Really great.
Encore. He's like, I
got I got nominated for a Golden Globe yesterday. I don't know if you guys saw that.
So now, did Joanna see which movie you're doing? Because I am fairly confident that she thinks that she can already do your scene better than you can.
Well, I purposely didn't tell her because yesterday Joanna said that to Jeff about how she could do a better job than he could. So Jeff did his monologue. Joanna came in without having prepped for it or anything. And challenged him. So I thought, well, if we're going to do that with Joanna this week, then it has to be consistent. So I didn't tell her what I was doing.
You want to bring her in? She might have been schooled enough yesterday where she didn't want anything.
She might not even be here today.
Anything to do with this. What scene are you doing?
Well, I had mentioned the other day that my favorite Christmas movie is National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation.
Right.
And so there is a scene that Chevy Chase does as Clark Griswold where he's a little fed up with the family.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to do a scene in which he tells the family that nobody's going nowhere.
Okay. All right. Now, Joanna, this is your call today. I know you got schooled really badly by Jeff yesterday.
Isn't
I mean,
how he's
just taken down. So do you sure you want to try that again today, or would you just rather bypass this whole thing?
After that comment, I'm so doing it again. I got schooled.
Have you ever seen the...
She may beat me. I mean, you never know.
Have you ever seen Christmas Vacation?
Probably not, because I don't even know. Who's
Chevy,
in it?
Chevy Chase.
I haven't seen it either.
Oh, yeah,
really?
It's awesome.
Oh, it's the best movie.
Did you say you haven't, Jeff?
Oh, no, I've seen it.
Oh, I was going to say, yeah.
She said she hadn't. Okay. Jen hadn't.
No, I heard that, but I heard it. I was like, what?
I've seen it.
Okay. Jeff is the one with
Thanks,
the
Rain Man.
Jeff is the one with the thicker mustache. Oh. All right, so Joanna, because you haven't heard the scene yet, we will play the actual scene, then we'll have Melissa go first, and then why don't you give it a try, okay?
Okay.
Superstar.
Where do you think you're going? Nobody's leaving. Nobody's walking out on this fun old-fashioned family Christmas. No, no, we're all in this together. This is a full-blown four-alarm holiday emergency here. We're going to press on, and we're going to have the happiest Christmas since Bing Crosby tap danced with Danny F***K. And when Santa squeezes his fat white down that chimney tonight, he's going to find the jolliest bunch of this side of the nut house.
Oh, I can't wait to hear how you guys are going to edit yourselves on that one. Who has to play the part of the beep?
I can say ass on the radio, right?
Yeah, I think we're good there.
You just did.
Yeah, well, I was just testing it out. So if you're gonna hit the delay.
It felt good, didn't it?
It did. So it feel good again. Okay, you ready?
Yes.
All right. Where do you think you're going? Nobody's leaving. Nobody's walking out on this fun, old-fashioned family Christmas. No, no. We are all in this together. This is...
And cut.
Okay. I messed up. Let me try it again.
Let me play the part of the producer. No, that was great, but could you do it one more time for me?
Yes.
Okay.
All right.
Let me play the part of the nutty nutcracker. Hey, Melissa, don't come.
I know. I screwed up. Okay, here we go. I don't. Yeah, whatever. Where do you think you're going? Nobody's leaving. Nobody's walking out on this fun, old-fashioned family Christmas. No, no. We are all in this together. This is a full-blown, four-alarm holiday emergency here. We're going to press on. We're going to have a happiest Christmas since Bing Crosby tap dance with Danny F and K. And when Santa squeezes his fat, white ass down the chimney tonight, he's going to find the jolliest bunch of a-holes this side of the nut house.
And cut!
Yay! Yay!
Good
all
job,
right.
Melissa.
Sorry, did a real good job on that second one. But she left you a little opening for a win.
I know.
You're standing up?
I do. I have to stand up. I feel like the blood has to, you know,
circulate. Right. Also, that chair is terribly broken.
Yeah, I almost fell out of it. Can we move this? Thank you. Okay.
Are you Melissa, ready? Melissa probably busted the chair just to throw you
off. Stop the tour. No. Where do you think you're going? Nobody's leaving. Nobody's walking out on this fun, old-fashioned family Christmas. No, no. We're all going to be in this together. This is a full-blown, four-alarm holiday emergency here. We're going to press on, and we're going to have the happiest Christmas since Bing Crosby tap danced his way with Danny effing Kane. And when Santa squeezes his fat, wide ass down the Christmas tree tonight, he's going to find the jolliest bunch of a-holes this side of the nut house.
You did your best.
Good job.
That's
pretty good.
Well done.
Listen, it's the Bert Show.